USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All gates remain closed at the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas following a shooting at one of the gates to the air station earlier today. Base officials have not released many details except to say the suspected gunman who prompted a lockdown has been neutralized. It remains unclear if he was shot or arrested. A shopping mall in Glendale, Arizona, which had just reopened after being closed because of the pandemic, the scene of a shooting last night, where a gunman wounded three people, one of whom's in critical condition. This woman took a phone call from her daughter, who works at a restaurant at the Westgate Entertainment District.
She said, just listen to me. There's a shooter here. We're hiding in the back of the building. We have the guests that were eating here and all of the staff. I'm terrified.
The gunman in that case is now in police custody, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones. Are you about ready to climb the walls of the house because you're still under a stay-at-home order? Or maybe you're trying to figure out what to do with your free time when the lockdown finally ends? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic vessels of war. And you'll unlock new ships every week as you prepare to dominate the oceans. And every ship is accurate to the original, and every battle puts you in the middle of the action like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, new game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours every day. And get this, you can play for free. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM will get you started. Two cruisers, one American and one German. Just click on worldofwarships.com. And remember, the invite code is BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. That's worldofwarships.com. The invite code is BOOM.
The government says another 2.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Since state lockdowns began, more than 38 million people have lost their jobs in America. The CDC is out with some guidelines for public swimming pools just before the Memorial Day weekend. The agency says pool operators should encourage people to wear masks when they're not in the pool, and seating areas should be 6 feet apart, with swimmers staying nearly 6 feet away from others while in the pool. Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, are now both expected to plead guilty for their roles in the college admissions cheating scandal. The U.S. Attorney's Office saying they will both plead guilty to conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. The couple accused of paying $500,000 to have their daughters admitted as crew recruits to the University of Southern California, when in fact they had never rowed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Catastrophic flooding sweeps through Midland County, Michigan, where the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is now asking President Trump for a federal emergency declaration to help the state's response. That area deluged by 6 to 8 inches of rain over 48 hours, causing two dams to fail.
It's going to have a major impact on this community and on our state.
President Trump will be in Michigan today to tour a Ford factory that has been making respirators to help with the COVID-19 response efforts. No word on whether the Democratic Governor Whitmer, who's been a big critic of the president, will be on hand for that visit. The NCAA is clearing three college sports to resume activities soon. The Division I Council saying football and men's and women's basketball teams can start working out on campus beginning the 1st of June. A new poll says half of all Americans would rather vote by mail than go to the polls in upcoming elections. The NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll showing 50% of respondents would vote by mail if the option were available during the pandemic. The number of respondents who prefer to vote in person was at 38%. A majority of Democrats are in favor of the mailing in of ballots, while Republicans tend to want to go to the polls. And Graceland is reopening today, as officials say they've been working to reconfigure operations at Elvis Presley's home so as to adhere to social distancing and other health and safety guidelines. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.